Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 9:02, down 5 on the open. March, 9:04, down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.63, down 4 on the open. March, 8.84, down 1.5. May, 8.79, down 1.5. July, 7.58, down 4. September, 7.63, up 1.5 on the open. December corn opened at 3.83, down 1.5 on the open. March, $4.50, down 1. May, 4.10¾, down 2.25. July, 4.19¼, down 1.5. September, 4.25½, down 1. December, 4.29, down 1.5. March, 4.37¼, up 1¼ on the open. January beans open at 10.74, down 6 on the open. March, 10.90, down 7.5. May, 11.01, down 5. July, 11.02½, down 4.5. August, 10.79, down 8. And November, 10.06½, down 4.25 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2.88, down 30 on the open. And January open at 290.50, down 50. December soybean oil open at 45.25, down 39 on the open. January 45.75, down 35. Livestock products, December live cattle open at 94.20, up 35 on the open. February 95.85, up 7.5. April 97.12½, up 2.5. June 92.95, down 7.5 on the open. January feeders open at 107.25, down 45 on the open. March 108.05, down 15. April 109.75, down 15. May 110.75, down 25 on the open. December lean hogs open at 55 even, up 10 on the open. February 62.30 unchanged. April 67.50 unchanged. And February bellies open at 90.80, down 52.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Start with the outside markets today, Pete, where that January crude oil has actually dipped below its 50-day moving average today. What's its impact?
Well, it's still looking like we're going to go lower, and it's a lot of it has to do with the OPEC meeting. Are they going to increase the amount of oil they pump? And that I think is more important than going through that moving average, but the moving average is negative for it. But if OPEC decides not to pump more, we could see it go right back up.
I thought there were some signs that members have already increased their output.
Yeah, there are signs that they are either going to or that they maybe have, but it's just rumors. It's not, there's nothing out there in writing saying they have done it. But the thinking is that they will do it. And now with going under this average, if they do it, we could go back to the 80-81 area on crude oil.
Would you be surprised even if we dip down into the upper 70s?
No, I would not. I would not at all. It's still a very volatile market, and it will continue to be. But we do have plenty of crude out there. If they produce more of it, it should, drive the price down quite a bit. Last week was the biggest drop we've had, I think, ever in a week on crude oil.
So what does that imply to the bean market then?
Well, it is very negative on the bean market. Beans today are down 8 or 9 or 10. But again, there's all kinds of good usage on the beans, and there are people looking to buy beans just barely below today's lows, thinking that we'll go back test highs again.
Are you in that camp that if we break under the 20-day moving average, that's a buying opportunity?
I think that's a buying opportunity on beans. Yes, I do.
So you're not of a mindset that we might come back and test something along the lines of, say, 10 and change?
That could happen. I would think it'd be more like the 10, 30, 10, 20 area. But in beans, we could drop a dollar, and it would still be bullish long term.
So you're of the mindset that
we're looking to buy.
You're looking
down
to buy.
Yeah.
With an idea that later on into the January-February time frame, we're going to be in a big acres warfare?
Well, that could happen, but I think we'll see the lows in January-February this year instead of in the December. So I think right now we'll go back and try to test the highs, and then we'll go back down. And then after mid-February, we'll have worries about acres again.
Well, I keep looking at you know, the corn soy spread, and it's a little bit over $2. It's looks like it's about 207-ish, 208-ish.
And what does it need to be?
And what does it need to be?
2.2, 2.3,
mm-hmm.
2.1 at least. You know, I don't know. Does that mean anything anymore in today's world like it used to? That's another question. Does something that meant something 10 years ago and 15 mean anything today
in
the markets?
I wondered about that when traders are looking at trying to set the acreage for the spring plant. What are they looking at if they're not looking at this sort of thing?
Well, they're looking at net what they're going to get out of the crop. And if you look at input costs on corn versus beans, they have to look at that on their farm and decide where they're going to be best off. And, you know, the input costs on corn is really going up, but the yields on corn have also really gone up. And in this area, we're going to stay with corn for the most part.
Well, let's turn our attention to the corn market then today. Trade has been, well, I would say for the last couple of months, sideways and choppy. Are we looking for that to continue through the balance of December?
I think we're looking for that to continue. You go up into the 08 corn into the high 30s, 35, 36, 37. That's been the recent highs. I think the old high was 39. You get back below 30, and people are willing to buy it, just like today. We've been back and forth today already.
So what is the strong level of support in this corn market? Is it at the 200-day moving average or something else?
I think it's at a flat price of somewhere in the 425 to 30 area in the December 08.
All right, then. Turn your attention to the wheat market. It has been a resilient market, to say the least. In fact, when most people were sticking the fork in it over the last month or so, it just turned higher. Actually, in the last couple of sessions, broke above its neckline, and neckline on the head and shoulders top has been providing some support in recent sessions.
Yeah, and then we dropped off Friday and today.
Mm-hmm.
We're off again. But, again, wheat is the tightest supply usage to stocks ratio ever, all time. And until we get to harvesting in the northern hemisphere to make up those shortages, I think we're going to continue to see wheat very volatile. And the last time we got the front month down to 740, we went right back up to 870, 880. July made new highs last week, even though the December was a dollar off its old high. So I think you're going to continue to see very volatile wheat market until we get northern hemisphere wheat being harvested.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat, 895. Fast trade there, down 12. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat, 852, down 15. July, 756, down 6. December corn, 387, up 2.5. March, 404 and 3/4, up 3.25. May, 415, up 2. December, 431, up 0.5. January beans, 1070.5, down 9.5. March, 1087.5, down 10. May, 1098, down 8. November, 1005.5, down 5.25. And then December soybean meal, 286, down 230. December soybean oil at 45.20, down 44. December live cattle, 94.25, up 40. January feeders, 108, up 30. December lean hogs, 54.65, down 25. Ed Kieser tells us a wind advisory is in effect for LaPorte and St. Joseph counties in north central Indiana until noon Eastern Time. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.